3. The Holmes Method. The method used by Sherlock Holmes in the 4 novels and 56 stories Conan Doyle devoted to him is the primary reason that these texts have become famous. But not only that, the method itself had such success that it is often referred to, well beyond the realm of literature, as a model of intelligence and rigorous thinking. Even though Holmes appears only rarely in The Hound of the Baskervilles, his method pervades the book. It is this that allows him to arrive at the truth, or to what he regards as the truth. Thus, it is fitting to point out a few of the method's guiding principles before looking into the way it is applied in Conan Doyle's masterpiece. Then we can form our own conclusions. Holmes's method is revealed in both theory and practice in the detective's first case, A Study in Scarlet, which provides a kind of working outline for all the other texts to come. It is during this investigation that Watson meets Holmes. The doctor is looking for someone with whom to share the rent on a London flat. Having heard of a scientist with a similar wish, he presents himself at his flat, accompanied by a mutual friend. "Dr. Watson, Mr. Sherlock Holmes," said Stamford, introducing us. "How are you?" he said cordially, gripping my hand with a strength for which I should hardly have given him credit. "You have been in Afghanistan, I perceive." "How on earth did you know that?" I asked in astonishment. "Never mind," said he, chuckling to himself. Watson will have to live with Holmes for several weeks before the detective explains the analytic method that allowed him to guess at his sojourn in Afghanistan. "You appeared to be surprised when I told you, on our first meeting, that you had come from Afghanistan."
"You were told, no doubt."
"Nothing of the sort. I knew you came from Afghanistan. From long habit, the train of thoughts ran so swiftly through my mind that I arrived at the conclusion without being conscious of intermediate steps. There were such steps, however. The train of reasoning ran, 'Here is a gentleman of a medical type, but with the air of a military man. Clearly an army doctor, then. He has just come from the tropics, for his face is dark, and that is not the natural tint of his skin, for his wrists are fair. He has undergone hardship and sickness, as his haggard face says clearly. His left arm has been injured.